Welcome to A Weaving of Traditions, a tribute to the Native American roots of jazz. I'm Bob Fantuzzo. Thanks for tuning in. This program is made possible through funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Although the influence of Native American music on jazz has not been widely expressed, it has not gone unnoticed. Oscar Pettiford, whose mother was full-blooded Choctaw and father half-blooded Cherokee, contended that the importance of the American Indian to jazz has been underestimated, if not completely overlooked. He also maintained the 4-4 tempo of jazz came directly from the American Indian, that though it existed in European music, it was not used in the same way, and that African rhythms were of very different nature. And Duke Ellington's sister Ruth, their grandmother being Cherokee, asserted that all the credit's gone to the African for the wonderful rhythm in jazz, but I think a lot of it should go to the American Indian. To one degree or another, Native American rhythms and motifs influenced the music of several jazz luminaries with Native roots, including Jim Pepper, Creek and Caw, Dave Brubeck, Modoc, Don Cherry, Choctaw, and Duke Ellington, Sheila Jordan, Don Pullen, and Pee Wee Russell, all Cherokee. Even Jack Teagarden, who was not of Native American lineage, asserted that his music was influenced by the American Indian chants he heard in his youth at powwows. Although I am not of Native American descent, I became intrigued by the idea of arranging the music of jazz musicians with Native roots on the instrument of their culture, the Native American flute. Yet this project is not about me, and it's not about the instrument. It's about these musicians and the music they created. The music in this program is from a concert performed on April 15, 2016, at Sundin Music Hall, the second such concert funded by a Minnesota Legacy Grant. Along with Anishinaabe, Ojibwe vocalist Liz Chakola, I was joined by pianist Javi Santiago, bassist Anthony Cox, and drummer Max Santiago. Welcome to A Weaving of Traditions. The music you are hearing in the background is my rendition of Don Cherry's Blue Lake, a tune he performed in 1971 on a Native American flute. I invite you to sit back and enjoy the show. We opened the concert appropriately with our rendition of Don Pullen's The Eagle Staff Is First. Despite the fact that his paternal grandmother was half Indian, probably Cherokee, Pullen had not heard live Native American music until he went to his first powwow in 1992, 3 years before he died. He claimed that the more he listened to traditional Native American music, the more he heard in it the blues, the shuffle rhythm, jazz. Liz introduced the tune with an explanation.
So a powwow is generally a cultural gathering of Native Americans with the central activity being singing and dancing. It all starts with a procession called the Grand Entry, and it's important that certain songs are sung at that time in order to usher in good feelings, in order to usher in the spirits in a good way. So this song is based on a Grand Entry song. It was recorded by Don Pullen and the Chief Cliff Singers. But I have taken a little bit of a spin on it because I can't just borrow another drum group song. I have to go through protocol, cultural protocol, in order to do that. So I'll be singing our Grand Entry song from the Ojibwe Nation, which is the nation that I'm from.
Yeah.
That was Don Pullins, "The Eagle Staff Is First." Encouraged by his Cherokee grandmother, Charles Lloyd has followed a path that embodies the essence of being in harmony with all things. Throughout his career, he has acknowledged his native roots with songs like "Walk in Beauty" and "All My Relations." Here is our version of "River" from his Wild Man Dance Suite, with Liz putting the song and her lyrics in perspective.
In Anishinaabe culture, as well as many other cultures, women are the carriers of the water. Hey, yes, we carry the water, and we're birthed when we come through the water. And women, it's their duty, I guess, to take care of the water. And their grandmothers, Ojibwe grandmothers, walking and praying for the water currently. As we know, our water is not in the health it once was. And there are many people who do not have the great privilege that we have in having fresh water coming out of their faucets, people that live very near to us, actually. And so these grandmothers are focusing their energies and their minds and their prayers to pray for the water. And many people have joined them, not only Native peoples, peoples from anywhere around that water. We walked, for example, in my region, we walked the St. Louis River in 5 days, and people from all across the communities came and helped us to carry the water, and we sing songs. That's one of the ways that we pray for that water. And there are a repertoire of water songs, and one of the things that we say is, "Inga ishichige nebe onje," which is, "I will do it for the water." Now, my water walk was a short one. It was only 5 days. But other grandmothers have walked months. Sharon Day, who's a Twin Cities native as well, she walked the Mississippi twice, actually. She walked from the Gulf up to Lake Superior, and then from the source of the Mississippi in Itasca down to the Mississippi, to the Gulf, praying the entire way. She's walked the Ohio River. She's walked the, just finished the Minnesota River water walk. So this is something that is, they take on as a lifelong responsibility in our lodge, the Three Fires Lodge, the Madewin Lodge. And then they commit their time and their energies to that. So, "Ninga ishichige nebe onje" is a phrase that they say every day as they're carrying the water. So I asked if I could add those lyrics to this tune. And it worked out kind of nicely. So I'll be singing. That's what I'll be singing when you hear the lyrics.
That was Charles Lloyd's River from his Wild Man Dance Suite. You're listening to the live concert, A Weaving of Traditions. We were honored to have Irv Williams, who spent most of his youth raised by his Apache grandmother, join us as a special guest. At 96, Irv still maintains a beautiful and full sound on his sax. Here's Mr. Smooth playing Indian Summer, a song of his choosing. That was Irv Williams playing Indian Summer.
If you are just joining us, you're listening to A Weaving of Traditions, a live concert recorded at Sundin Hall in April of 2016. I'm Bob Fantuzzo. In 1978, Comanche flute player Doc Tate Nevacoya recorded an album titled Comanche Flute Music. He dedicated the album to his Choctaw cousin, Don Cherry. This next tune is called Common Roots, which is based on Cherry's Eagle Eye and Nevacoya's Flute Wind Song. Thank you. That was Common Roots, based on Don Cherry's Eagle Eye and Doc Tate Nevequoia's Flute Wind Song. The son of a Creek mother and Kaw father, Jim Pepper grew up surrounded by the songs and dances of intertribal powwows. Encouraged by Ornette Coleman and Don Cherry, Pepper began experimenting with mixing Native American music and jazz. Here's our version of his most famous tune, Wichitai To. Thank you. That was Jim Pepper's Wichitai Toe. Of Cherokee roots, Miles Davis was constantly crossing boundaries and redefining his music. So it felt appropriate for us to take our own approach to Freddie Freeloader, with Liz starting the tune out with the American Indian Movement's Unity Song.
Yeah.
the classic Freddie Freeloader by Miles Davis. We asked Irv to play a song of his choosing, and he chose to create a tune on the spot. Afterwards, I asked him what the name of the tune was, and he said, "It doesn't have one. Call it something to honor the Indians." So, in honor of his roots, let's call it Apache Turquoise. You've been listening to A Weaving of Traditions, acknowledging the Native American roots of jazz. Thanks for tuning in. This is a KBEM production, produced by Bob Fantuzzo, with executive producer Michelle Jansen. The music was performed by Bob Fantuzzo, Native American style flutes and vocals, Liz Jocala, vocals and percussion, Javi Santiago, piano, Anthony Cox, bass, Max Santiago, drums, and special guest Irv Williams on sax. David Tremblay recorded, mixed, and edited the concert recording for this show. The concert was performed on April 15, 2016, in Sundin Music Hall at Hamline University in St. Paul, Minnesota. Special thanks to Sylvester Visick and his staff at Sundin Music Hall. For additional information on A Weaving of Traditions, please visit the website bobfantuzzo.com. That's bobfantuzzo.com. Thanks for listening. This program was made possible through funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.